The global economic crisis has hit Ukraine hard. The nation's banking sector is frozen, and industrial and coal production has fallen by a third. The economic crisis has only worsened the feud between Ukraine's political factions and inflamed rumors of manipulation by Russia. Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko and President Viktor Yushchenko, heroes of the 2004 Orange Revolution, are fierce foes. Meanwhile, Viktor Yanukovych, leader of the pro-Moscow party, is leading public opinion polls. According to the news magazine In These Times, there is growing fear that Ukraine will descend into full-scale economic collapse before elections set for the end of 2009. Ukraine may default on its $165 billion foreign debt, and the country's currency has fallen by 50% since the financial crisis started. Last fall, Ukraine accepted a $16.4 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. Looming over the political crisis is the power of Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. In late January, Putin settled a nasty dispute over his nation's supply of natural gas to Europe, which resulted in a doubling of the price of natural gas in the Ukraine. Raul Castro took over the presidential duties of Cuba during the summer of 2006, but wasn't officially named president until a year ago. Now, in a major shakeup, Raul has reorganized the cabinet of his brother and previous leader of Cuba for 47 years, Fidel Castro. Among those who lost key posts in the reshuffle were Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque and Vice President Carlos Laje. Both were longtime loyalists and the youngest and most visible of Fidel Castro's team. Raul, leader of Cuba's military during his brother's reign, is said to be putting his own stamp on things by consolidating and surrounding himself with the military brass he trusts. He went on Cuban television and read a statement which announced the merger of several ministries, saying the move is based on the need to keep studying the current structure of government to gradually reduce its size and increase its efficacy. In addition to the dozen changes, it is unclear why Laje, who lost his job at the Council of Ministers, was set to keep his more important post as the vice president of the Cuban Council of State. At one point, Laje's name was even mentioned as a possible successor when Fidel Castro resigned last year. Felipe Perez Roque served for 10 years and was considered one of the closest to Fidel. As President Obama pushes for a greater role of government in the economy and allocates funds for green jobs and health care reform, the labor movement is being distracted by infighting. Unite Here merged in 2004 with high hopes of creating a new powerful force for worker organizing. Now the combined union is debating splitting up due to major differences between the union's top organizers, Unite's Bruce Rayner, and Here's John Wilhelm. According to The Nation magazine, Unite Here was built with the idea of combining Unite's financial resources with Here's ability to organize service workers. Unite's garment workers had been victimized by globalization and were looking for a partner. But the cultures of the two unions clashed, and Rayner and Wilhelm were unable to effectively share power. The tensions erupted in recent months as Wilhelm, backed by a majority on the Unite Here board, revoked a number of Rayner's decisions. There's now talk of mediation inside Unite Here to decide how to divide the assets of the union. Meanwhile, new organizing projects are on hold. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Bill Cosentino.